Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Hey, we recently attended Cornerstone Advisors' What's Going On in Banking 2021 webinar, and that had Steve Williams, Cornerstone Advisors Steve Williams and Ron Shevlin hosting, and then two guests they had on there, Citizens Bank of Edmonds, Jill Castilla, and then Redwood Credit Union's very own Brett Martinez were the guests on the webinar, and they talked about a myriad of topics. And in this particular clip, they conducted a poll midway through the webinar about what resources are most needed at your organization, and the top answer from the audience was data analytics. And so Steve presented the question to both Jill and Brett about what they thought about data analytics at their respective shops, and here's what they had to say.
So Ron, I thought it might be a good time for our first polling question. We have almost 800 professionals out there, and we can crowdsource some insight right now. And it really, Ron, I believe relates to transformational talent. Folks are trying to bring in new talent, new resources. And what we're asking you to look at is across these areas, integration, APIs, system integration in the tech world, data analytics gurus, data scientists or analytics folks, experience, mobile app, digital development on the front end, the world of payments. So having more folks to support your payment strategy and deployment of new things there. FinTech partnerships, Jill and Brett both active in that. What are some of the new FinTechs? So we need a body or two or three to focus on getting those things executed. Or is it, with all the return to work and things, we need more branch personnel or something else. So as they say, vote early, vote often.
I think they can only vote once. And I put branch personnel in it. And I put branch personnel in there as kind of as a joke. So, but we'll see if anybody actually.
Well, we could have a surprise winner, Ron.
Absolutely.
You never know. Ron, it was data and analytics. I want to let you chime in first, and then we'll hear from our Gonzo Bankers of the Year.
Yeah. So, personally, no surprise that data analytics and systems application integration are towards the top there. The second one surely has not changed over the past couple of years. This is going to be and has been a big challenge, and I think it's going to be a persistent challenge, Steve. It's a tough market for data analytic folks across every industry. So it's tough for a lot of banks, especially mid-sized and smaller institutions, to compete in that market. But I think I would have loved to have seen some time series on this, because I would have bet that the 30% for systems application integration has grown over the past couple years. And again, this is going to be tough, and I think it kind of reshapes a lot of mid-sized financial institutions' IT departments. Last point I want to make is on the 11% who said fintech partnership. Congrats to you folks for understanding that just having one or two bodies, that you pluck out of IT and say, go find us some fintechs to partner with, that and thinking that you can get it done, you can find, vet, negotiate, deploy, scale, and operationalize fintech partnerships with one or two people isn't going to do it. So that's my quick take on it.
Yeah, Ron, I thought all you had to do is take one of the supply closets, call it the innovation lab, put a beanbag chair and a lava lamp and play the Grateful Dead, and you're on your way. That's not true, is it?
No, but if you play the Grateful Dead, it's a good start.
That is true. Jill, we actually got a question from one of the attendees. How do you view data analytics? Small, scrappy institutions looking at tech, but data popped up is what's on most folks' mind right now in terms of the thing we've got to change.
Yeah, we're super lucky. We have 55 team members, so we are very, very small, but we have one of our team members that's a data scientist, and so she is a great resource for us in exploring the data and the analytics, but then also recognizing the limitations that we have in our technology to be able to really see the information we need to. I was on a panel with Square Capital's CEO last year, and it's just incredible their real-time accessibility of small business needs, where we're more old school and asking for historical financial information to underwrite and see the need that maybe 2021 isn't where we had this great leap forward in analytics, really being able to drive underwriting and bank operations and how we really function as a community bank. But it's something that we have to really dive into soon, or the boat's going to sail away, and these huge, yeah, and even smaller ones that have access to this real-time data is going to change forever, really, what like small business lending looks like for the future. So we are dipping our toe, but you really aren't able to swim in the ocean yet because the accessibility to the data is just there. I think banks that haven't participated in merchant services for a really long time, we've outsourced that for so long.
Right.
That's where the data is for the, you know, we're the largest lender to small businesses, yet we don't necessarily access that information very well and analyze it. So I think there's data analytics is just a huge potential there. And then secondarily, the integration piece, you know, we filed for our first patent last year and you know, partner with not a fintech firm, but a technology firm to make that happen and to be able to integrate solutions you develop as well as what's off the shelf and what you can partner with others is becoming more and more of an issue for us, especially as we're looking.
I think that's why the two are related, Ron, that if I can't get the data from my merchant partner or my core system or someone else, I can't create the insights. So the integration and kind of the negotiation of APIs with my vendors is very important. And that's where fintechs are attractive because they kind of come ready with APIs and tools. Brett, same question. You know, what pragmatically and gritty are you guys doing to go after data analytics?
Data has been one of those things that's been interesting over our years of strategic planning. It's been in multiple strategic plans because it's clearly a journey. Spent a lot of time, money, and energy creating the data, having the single source and the systems and all that type of stuff. And we're at the point now where it's one of those things, if you build it, it doesn't mean they'll necessarily come. And we have a little over 700 employees, and it's getting... So why did we do this? Why did we spend all the time, money, and energy to do all this? It's to use the data. And you can't just tell people, okay, you need to use the data. It's really getting people trained to use the data, hiring people, not just in your data area, but people in the organization that appreciate data and have experience using data. And getting, we've done a lot of training on critical thinking. Because if you got data, but you're not critically thinking about the data and you're not asking the right questions, you have nothing. You absolutely have nothing. You have a lot of time, money, and energy. So we're, but I think the technology in general, a lot of people, you know, it's like you build it and then you move on to the next thing. We really take a step back, and whether it's employees or whether it's members, teaching them and really integrating it and getting it to be part of who we are and what we do. And that's the journey that we're on right now, and it's not an easy journey. And the pandemic has definitely impacted that ability for the critical thing, and people getting together in a room and beating things up.
Yeah, and both of you have a history. Redwood, like Citizens, a history of not being afraid to develop or integrate or work outside the box with partners. That's one reason we call you gritty troublemakers.
Thank you very much for that information, and stay tuned for more news on CU Broadcast. And if you want to see the entire webinar replay, I highly recommend it. Go to Cornerstone Advisors' website and sign up for the replay. Well worth your 58 minutes of time invested in this webinar. Really great takeaways in here, so check it out.